The two sides have been in close communication, with Chinese officials expressing their hope of in-person negotiations to take place before next week's Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. The U.S. side have indicated they are willing to talk but are reluctant to travel to China unless the nation makes clear it will make commitments on intellectual property protection, forced technology transfers, and agricultural purchases. Tensions between the world's two biggest economies continue to spread to areas beyond just the economy. After two bills were passed in the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday in support of democratic freedoms in Hong Kong. The move has sparked swift backlash from China, who threatened to conduct countermeasures if the bill is signed into law by the U.S. president. I'm Jillian Wolf in New York.